Ali Moore. Mornings on ABC Radio Melbourne.
I wonder whether you love flying a kite, and I mean here literally, out in the fresh air and sunshine. It sounds rather nice, doesn't it? Well, apparently there was a kite festival in Sunshine on Sunday, but it's left a bad taste in the mouth of locals who are very concerned, not to say a little bit angry, about the mess that was left behind. Jessica Gerger is the president of the Friends of Corowate Creek. Jessica, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Tell us a little bit about what's happened in Sunshine on the weekend.
Oh, well, there was this lovely kite festival next to the creek. The Corowate Creek runs through Brimbank. It's a beautiful creek that we're all really passionate about. And there was this lovely kite festival happening close by. And sadly, I think part of the festival was releasing the kites, and Buckingham Reserve, this big park surrounded by beautiful trees and the creek and wildlife, was covered in hundreds of kites. And
literally releasing the kites, like not just letting them fly, but letting go of them.
Letting go of the kites.
How is that going to be a good thing?
I'm not sure what it was. I think people just don't quite think that through, that when you let something go, it's going to come down somewhere. But the park was covered in hundreds of kites, and really the problem was the metres and metres and metres of string that was sort of like a fine spider web all over the park, in the trees, in the shrubs, in the creek. It was everywhere.
And this is not, we're not talking, might be fine, but we're not talking weak, easily breakable or destructible string, are we?
No, it was very strong and almost sort of rough, like if you pulled on it, it cut your hands. So it really easily tangled up in itself, in the trees, around everyone who was cleaning up. We were constantly sort of getting stuck to each other and getting tangled up. It was really hard to get rid of.
I understand you actually had to rescue a galah.
We did. It was very sad. There's this big open space in the middle of Buckingham Reserve, and we were trying to clear it as quickly as possible because we knew that that's where the flocks of galahs and the corellas hung out. And, of course, we turn around and there's this galah flopping around, and we ran over and it had wire wrapped all around it, under its wing, around its neck. So we'd seen lots of animal rescue videos, but we'd never quite been involved in one ourselves. So we're there trying to calm the poor thing down and getting ready to take our tops off to throw on top of it because we just were so desperate to keep it calm. Eventually, after lots of sweating and panic, we managed to untangle the poor thing. But the string was actually sort of garrotting it. It was pulling it tight around its neck. It flew away, thankfully, but I really hope...
But that was after you managed to get all the string off it before...
That we think that would have been a problem, but there was still a little bit hanging off under its wing, but we couldn't hold it down any longer, and it just took off. But fingers crossed, it's okay. So it joined its flock.
Give us an idea of the scale of this mess. So we're talking, a couple of metres of string and a couple of wayward kites, or more than that?
No, sadly not. It was, we think, about 100, 150 kites. I can't even calculate. Hundreds and hundreds of metres of string. We gathered as much as we could, and sort of compressed it all down and stuffed it into the back of our station wagon. It was an entire station wagon load. But we've had to leave all the kites in the trees that are too high up for us to reach. We've had to leave that for the authorities. So
Melbourne
Water.
Have you contacted, and who actually organised this festival?
It was a group based in Broadmeadows, and sort of there was a whole bunch of online sleuths in the area that managed to work out who it was, and we have contacted them. Melbourne Water have contacted them. Council are chasing it up with them, and I think a lot of people have sent in messages of concern and trying to get them to engage, to maybe come and help with the cleanup, or sort of just to try and educate them. But we haven't heard anything back since, sadly.
They would have needed approval, would they not, to have a festival like this in a public space?
They weren't actually in the park. They were in a reception centre across the creek, from the park. Oh. So I don't know if a permit is necessary, sadly. It may be. I'm not really sure of the ins and outs of that, but...
Well, we might find out as investigations are sort of undertaken. So yes. Corroit Creek is a very popular spot, isn't it?
It really is. We're very passionate about it. All the people in the community are very passionate about it because we don't have much green space out here in the West. And this beautiful little creek runs through our suburbs, and particularly during lockdown, people got very attached to it. We really work hard to look after it. So when things like this happen, it's just such a huge step backwards.
Yeah, well, well done, you guys, for getting down there and cleaning up the mess and particularly the string before it could cause more damage. But we'll continue to follow this and try and we've called the festival organisers and also the Brimbank City Council. We're waiting to hear back, but we will continue to follow it. Jessica, thank you.
Thank you so much.